Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A gangling young woman just a few years out of high school was to set the sports world on its ear when she first trooped out of Fort Arthur, Texas back in 1931. Mildred Babe Diedrichsen smashed all existing records in the women's 80-meter high hurdle in the AAU championships at Jersey City that year.
All right, so Babe Diedrichsen is on ESPN's list of top 10 North American athletes of the century. I argue she should be at the top of this list. Not only did she's most famous perhaps for golf. She completed the Grand Slam of the women's three majors, but we're talking about a woman who had world achievements in track and field, All-American status in basketball, played baseball, softball, was an expert diver, even an expert roller skater and bowler. She won two gold medals, one silver medal for track and field in the Los Angeles Olympics in 1932. I mean, holy cow. Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Don Van Natta has written a new book about Babe. It's comes out in time for what would have been her 100th birthday. It's called Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Diedrichsen Zaharias. And Don Van Natta joins us from Miami, Florida. Don, why has Babe Diedrichsen not gotten her due?
Because she's a woman. I think that she's the only woman in the top 10 Sports Illustrated list of the great athletes. As you mentioned, she's there with Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali, Jim Thorpe, and she was absolutely fantastic. She's the most versatile athlete of all time. Every single sport she tried to play, she excelled at and was at the top of her game in every sport. And it doesn't make any sense to me. She's America's great, forgotten superstar athlete, and that's the reason why I decided to write this book.
I'm so glad that you did. Again, to take nothing away from Michael Jordan, who was a fantastic basketball player, but we all know what happened when he tried to play baseball.
That's right. Exactly right. And Bo Jackson is also known as a two-sport athlete. She was a multi-sport athlete, and as you ticked off, every single sport she took on, she did so well at. And her whole life was a quest to find a place to play. After her Olympic success in 1932, there was nowhere for her to play. She ended up on the vaudeville stage in Chicago. She was riding a donkey around a baseball diamond with the House of David barnstorming baseball team. All she wanted to do was play at a time when there were so few opportunities for women athletes to do that.
And really, it's kind of impossible to imagine her impact or really her achievements because she was not able to play. She didn't have the access to the tournaments and sports that the men did. I mean, imagine if the athletic fields were open to her, what she could have accomplished.
Yeah, and when she became an amateur athlete in the mid-30s, and she won at a very swish country club down in Houston and beat a high society woman, the woman went out of her way to get Babe excluded as an amateur athlete because she had been paid in the past. And so there were constantly hurdles put in her way and people attempting to keep her from playing, but she had unbelievable will and an incredible competitive desire. I think one unlike we've seen from any athlete in American history. And she just kept going and kept trying and kept winning.
She had a very strong personal life as well. She married a fellow golfer that she met during a tournament, right?
Yes, George Zaharias was a professional wrestler who she met in Los Angeles at a PGA tournament. Babe was the first woman to play in a PGA tournament. She was also the first woman to make the cut in a PGA tournament. And she met George Zaharias. He was quite wealthy. He gave her the money and the means that she needed to go on with her career in golf. But they had a very stormy relationship. He sort of did what he wanted to do and roughed her up as well, I found out later in life. They had a very stormy relationship.
You know, listening back to some of that old newsreel tape, I don't know if you heard it or not, it still makes me almost physically ill to hear the way that they spoke about Babe Diedrichsen in that sort of amused tone of voice of what she accomplished, which was so good for her sex. It's kind of at this point, how do we assess the cultural impact that Babe Diedrichsen had coming so long before the feminist wave of, say, Billie Jean King?
It was enormous, and most of the American male sports writers are highly chauvinistic, and they ridiculed her after the Olympics. And for years, they questioned her gender, whether she was a lesbian. Paul Gallico of the New York Daily News said she was too boyish. They were wondering, I think they at one point said, is she a miss, a missus, a mister, or an it? So she was really a lot of trash talking from the press corps. The only exception, and it's a quite notable one, is Grantland Rice, who was Babe's booster from the very beginning. And it was the great Tennessee sports writer Grantland Rice, who actually nudged her toward golf right after the Olympics, literally the final day of the Olympics. He invited her to play golf with several other sports writers, and she wowed them on the golf course, and that's really how her golf career took off.
When you say that Grantland Rice was set apart, I want you to read another quote from a sports writer that time, Joe Williams, who wrote, "It would be much better if she and her ilk stayed at home, got themselves prettied up, and waited for the phone to ring."
She had to deal with that her entire life. And then she got cancer when she was in her 40s. The doctors told her she would never play golf again. She had a colostomy bag, and within 50 months, she won the U.S. Women's Open by 12 strokes.
Amazing.
So it's really a real-life Rocky story.
Don Van Natta, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didriksen Saharius. Babe Didriksen succumbed to cancer in 1956.
On September 27th, 1956, the babe was dead. To the last, she'd fought the ailment in the only way she knew how, with a strong will to win. A remarkable young woman, Mildred Babe Didriksen, had passed on at the age of 42.
That's one book that might make it into your summer beach bag. We're wondering, what is in your summer reading list? Join our summer book club series. Jeff in New York tweets he's reading Dan Ariely's Predictably Irrational and Theo Van Leeuwen's Social Semiotics. Tweet us also your book list. Just add the hashtag TakeawayReads or call us. Dial 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out. He's celebrating his birthday at the World Science Festival. His birthday is tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.